Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
My daughter June has been having a hard time at night, anxiety about the darkness, about being alone in her room. She called to me from her bed, needing extra snuggles to bridge the gap from awake to asleep. I laid with her and we talked about what might calm her mind. We decided to read a story. She inspected her bookshelf, looking for the perfect tale to read. June landed on an old book of mine, a silly Halloween paperback I remember choosing from the school book fair when I was her age. We read a few pages and I asked her, "Can I show you something cool?" She eagerly said yes, still at the age where she genuinely believes I have cool things to show her. I laid the open book on top of her lamp for a few moments, hoping that there was no expiration on the glow-in-the-dark paint that lined the illustrations. I placed the book back in her small hands and clicked off the lamp. In her dark bedroom, the picture shone a bright, glowing yellow-green. She said softly, with the purest awe and wonder, "Oh, wow," as if it were the Northern Lights, as if she had never seen anything prettier. I haven't been able to think about this moment since without crying, and I've been thinking about why those two words have made me so emotional. Is it because I know that the days where joy is effortlessly found are numbered for her? That she will grow up and adult heartache will replace her easy, innocent joy? Am I mourning my own adult heartache? Asking myself, when was the last time you said, "Oh, wow," and really meant it? I think yes to all. So I will learn from her. I will relish a cup of tea that is the perfect temperature. I will delight in the warmth of my dog on my lap. I will be grateful when my partner and I laugh till we're in tears. And I will always, always look at my little girl, my heart barely contained, full of my own awe and wonder. She will forever be my "Oh, wow." With a perspective, this is Sophie Block.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.